This is KVNF's regional newscast for Wednesday, July 14th. I'm Kate Redmond, in for Gavin Dahl. The Bureau of Land Management and Compagre Field Office is seeking public input to begin the pre-scoping process for the Jumbo Mountain Travel Management Plan. The BLM will be hosting open house meetings at Paonia Town Hall, which is 214 Grand Avenue, today and tomorrow from 4 to 7 p.m. During this pre-scoping period, the public is invited to review the BLM's inventory data and provide feedback to verify and add context. Comments submitted during the pre-scoping phase should focus on missing routes, inaccuracies in the data, information on the level and type of use on each trail, staging areas, access points, and general area uses. The Palisade Plunge Trail is open for public use. The project, launched by the Town of Palisade and the Colorado Plateau Mountain Bike Trail Association and other Palisade Plunge Trail project partner organizations, took over 12 years to complete. It will be celebrated with a grand opening on Friday, July 23rd from 5 to 9 p.m. downtown Palisade at 3rd and Main Street. A staff proposal before the Colorado Independent Redistricting Commission is causing a stir. The Post-Independent reports the proposal removes a portion of Garfield County and its current representative, Perry Will, from House District 57. Past redistricting has split Garfield County and even some precincts into separate Colorado House districts, but Garfield County clerk and reporter Jean Alberico says she has concerns about the proposed new district boundaries from the standpoint of running elections. The Redistricting Commission has yet to make a decision. Ultimately, the final decision rests with the Colorado Supreme Court. Live Nation has canceled their Seven Peaks Music Festival in Buena Vista with Dierks Bentley headlining. The Arc Valley Voice reports that on Friday, the promoter wrote on their website they are canceling due to, quote, current capacity restrictions in place by local health officials, end quote. Earlier this week, in a meeting of the Chaffey Board of Health, officials unanimously declined to raise the current 5,000-person event cap, citing continuing concerns of the COVID-19 pandemic and especially the Delta variant, which is more infectious. Chaffey County stands at 62.4% vaccinated. The county was scheduled to review the Live Nation application today. The Board of Commissioners said the application was not withdrawn, nor had they heard directly from the promoter, the local sponsor, or the venue. Airport officials in western states facing jet fuel shortages are concerned they'll have to turn away planes and helicopters that drop fire retardants. The Colorado Sun reports sporadic shortages at some tanker bases in Oregon and Utah have already been reported. Airport officials, aviation supply companies, and jet fuel transport companies said jet fuel demand declined sharply and supply chains atrophied during the coronavirus pandemic. They have yet to bounce back in the western U.S. Those are the headlines. The third annual West Slope Startup Week is underway with 60 free sessions, about half in person and half virtual, with all the details at westslopestartupweek.com. KVNF's Gavin Dahl has more.
Lead organizer Kayleen Cohen, also the founder of a startup herself called Mountain Dog Media, joins me by phone. Who is Startup Week for, Kayleen?
Startup Week is for local entrepreneurs, small business owners, creatives, developers, makers, anybody that feels the importance of furthering our business community, supporting each other, sharing resources, and exchanging knowledge.
And the agenda is packed. One of the highlights of your schedule is on Thursday afternoon at 4:30. It's called Sustainability Within Your Business Model, How We Built the Most Sustainable Distillery on the Planet. Jason Blevins of the Colorado Sun will be in conversation with Connie Baker, the founder of Marble Distilling. I feel like this one typifies the strength of your schedule this year, really highlighting a lot of strong women in startups.
Absolutely. We are also presenting a Women Leadership in Tech panel the following day on Friday at the same venue. So we really do have a plethora of events that are highlighting diversity in the tech community in many different ways.
So the Greater Colorado Pitch Series, you're offering more than $1 million in funding opportunities for early stage startups. Tell us about this.
Absolutely. This is such a great opportunity. So for people that haven't heard of this event before, there are 8 regional small businesses that have been thoroughly vetted after applying for this opportunity. And we have quite a few funding companies that are going to be in the audience. hearing these pitches from these local small businesses, and they're going to have the opportunity to award up to $1.3 million in funding to these early stage startup businesses that are from right here in the Colorado West Slope.
That's amazing. Well, Kayleen Cohen, we have to leave it there. Lead organizer of West Slope Startup Week.
Go to westslopestartupweek.com. You're going to be able to find the schedule, and registration is completely free. We'd love to see you at these events on Thursday and Friday.
Thanks for speaking with KVNF.
Thank you.
That was KVNF's Gavin Dahl speaking with Kayleen Cohen. A Western Colorado hiking group for women is reaching new heights. I spoke with the Facebook organizer on Monday. A Facebook group geared for women hikers started in 2019 is enjoying success now with 1,400 members. I spoke with Sierra Levan, who started the group, but described how it is not a top-down venture or a moneymaker, but simply a clearinghouse for women in Western Colorado.
We arrange group hikes and are able to let women meet other women and answer questions about a trailhead or access. We can be there for you, talking about the local trails. Group hike with a beginner level group hike, we have that too, as well as if you're wanting to do your first 14er. We've arranged some 14er progressions.
Some women in the group have special skills that they share online and in person.
We have done some forums based on community input. I am in works with another admin to do some programming about first aid. I have a member who is a physician assistant, and she wanted to get involved in backcountry survival. So that is actually in the works.
Being on the trail can be risky when you go alone. The Facebook group Women Hiking Western Colorado has served to embolden women of all ages and skill levels to feel safer.
Women who don't necessarily feel safe, which is very common to go alone, even in small groups, it's very nice to have that access to people for women to go out and have that resource to feel safer or more confident. You aren't comfortable with your own skill level about navigation. It's nice to be able to lean on other people for that. Doing things alone is sometimes the only option many women have because the family members just aren't available for hiking with. And so being able to reach out and find partners and support systems in the group is a really wonderful thing.
The pandemic caused the group to grow as science showed us that being outside was safer than breathing air inside.
This last calendar year, it's tripled in size. People didn't want to be cooped up in their houses any longer. And we're really fortunate in rural Colorado that going out, you can hike and not be around other people, or at least you can be socially distant outside.
Women Hiking Western Colorado can be found with a Facebook search. The group is looking for experienced women to lead hikes with the group outside of the Montrose or Grand Junction area. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.